Water rushes under us in a whoosh-whooshing, carrying us forward.
In their rage and grief, the Order built the runes as a seal on the magic. They closed the border between worlds so that only they could enter. Whatever remained on either side of the border remained imprisoned there forever.
I think of the marble columns of Spence, the creatures caught in stone there.
It remained thus for many years, until one of your own betrayed the Order.
Circe, I say.
Yes, she offered a sacrifice and gave power to the dark spirits of the Winterlands once more. The more spirits they brought to their side, the more powerful they became, the more the seal of the runes began to weaken.
So that is why I was able to shatter them, I ask.
Perhaps.
The Gorgon's answer is like a sigh.
Perhaps, Most High.
Why do you call me Most High?
That is who you are.
The others are leaning against the side of the boat. They take turns holding onto the ropes of the sails, letting their bodies push against the force of the wind. Pippa's merry laugh drifts above the shushing of the water. I have a question I want to ask, but I am afraid to say it aloud, afraid of what the answer might be. Gorgon, I start, is it true that the spirits of those from our world must cross over?
That is the way it has always been.
But are there some spirits who remain forever?
I know of none who did not become corrupted and go to live in the Winterlands.
The winds caught Pippa's garland. She chases it, laughing, before clutching it tightly in her hands. But everything is different now, isn't it?
Yes,
the Gorgon hisses.
Different.
So perhaps there is a way to change things.
Perhaps.
Gemma, Pippa calls. How are you feeling? Much better, I shout back. Come back then. I leave my perch beside the Gorgon and join the others. Isn't the river beautiful? Pippa says, grinning widely. Indeed, it is a glorious teal blue here. Oh, I've missed you all so very much. Did you miss me terribly? Felicity runs to embrace her. She holds Pip fiercely. I thought I should never see you again. You saw us not 2 days ago, I remind her. But I can scarcely bear it. It is nearly Christmas, she says wistfully. Have you been to any dances yet?
No, Anne reports. But Felicity's mother and father will have their Christmas ball.
I suppose it will be very grand, Pippa says, pouting.
I'm to wear my first gown, Anne continues.
She describes the gown in detail. Pippa asks us questions about the ball. It is as if we are back at Spence, sitting in the great hall in Felicity's tent, gossiping, making plans. Smiling, Pippa twirls Felicity around as the boat creaks slowly down the river. We are together, and we never have to part.
But we have to go back, I say.
The hurt in Pippa's eyes wounds me. But when you form the Order again, you'll come for me, won't you?
Of course we will, Felicity says. She's fallen into step with Pippa again, happy to be near her.
Pippa wraps her arms about Felicity and places her head on her shoulder. You are my dearest friends in all the world. Nothing will ever change that. Anne joins in the embrace. At last, I too put my arms about Pippa. We surround her like petals, and I try not to think about what shall happen to us all once we find the temple.